hair dryers, and serial number stickers. That's what federal prosecutors say was used to fool U.S. government auditors, while $2.5 billion worth of NVIDIA AI servers were smuggled to China. Welcome to AI in 15 for Saturday, March 21st, 2026. I'm Kate, your host.
And I'm Marcus, your co-host.
Happy Saturday, Marcus. We've got a fascinating mix today. A Supermicro co-founder arrested in the biggest AI chip smuggling case ever. The Pentagon just made Palantir's Maven AI a permanent part of the military. The White House dropped a national AI policy framework. Google is quietly rewriting news headlines with AI. A new research breakthrough could cut transformer training costs by a quarter. And Wikipedia just voted to restrict AI-generated content. Supermicro's co-founder arrested in a $2.5 billion chip smuggling operation. The Pentagon formally adopts Palantir's AI targeting system across all military branches. And Wikipedia votes 44-2 to restrict LLM-generated articles. Marcus, let's start with the big one. Supermicro co-founder Wally Liao, 71 years old, arrested and indicted for allegedly running a massive scheme to smuggle NVIDIA AI chip servers to China.
This is extraordinary in its scale and brazenness. Federal prosecutors allege Liao orchestrated a scheme that generated approximately $2.5 billion in server sales for Supermicro since 2024. Half a billion of that shipped in just 3 weeks last spring. They used a Southeast Asian front company as the buyer, assembled servers in the U.S., shipped them to Taiwan, and then rerouted them to China. But the concealment methods are what really stand out.
The hairdryer detail. I read that 3 times to make sure it was real.
They allegedly staged thousands of physical dummy servers in warehouses, used hairdryers to peel serial number stickers off the real machines, and reapplied them to decoys. When U.S. Department of Commerce auditors came to inspect, they saw serial numbers matching their records on servers that were just shells. The real hardware was already in China. Prosecutors described it as a tangled web of lies, obfuscation, and concealment.
2 other people were charged too, right?
Supermicro's Taiwan general manager, who is currently a fugitive, and a third-party fixer. Each faces up to 20 years on the export controls conspiracy charge alone. Supermicro shares dropped as much as 33% on Friday, and Liao resigned from the board. And remember, this company was already in trouble. They narrowly avoided delisting in 2024 over an accounting restatement scandal.
What does this mean for the broader AI chip export control regime?
This is the most significant enforcement action we've seen under the U.S. AI chip export controls. And it confirms what many suspected. The black market for advanced AI hardware is far larger than anyone publicly acknowledged. $2.5 billion from a single scheme. How many others are operating? This will absolutely trigger tighter compliance requirements across the entire server supply chain. And frankly, it validates the hawkish position that export controls need stronger enforcement mechanisms. You can write all the rules you want, but if companies can fool auditors with hairdryers and dummy servers, the controls aren't working.
The irony of a company co-founded to build American tech infrastructure, allegedly undermining American national security, is pretty stark.
It's a reminder that the AI chip war isn't just between governments. It's happening inside companies, inside supply chains, with billions of dollars creating enormous incentives to circumvent restrictions.
From chip smuggling to military AI, the Pentagon is formally designating Palantir's Maven AI system as an official program of record. Marcus, explain what that means in practice.
Program of record is the military's way of saying this is no longer an experiment. It's permanent infrastructure. Think of it like how the military treats an aircraft carrier or an F-35 program. It gets locked in long-term funding, mandatory adoption across all branches, and institutional support that survives changes in leadership. Deputy Secretary of Defense Steve Feinberg wrote that Maven will provide warfighters with the latest tools to detect, deter, and dominate adversaries in all domains.
And Maven does what exactly?
It's a command and control platform that ingests data from satellites, drones, radars, sensors, and intelligence reports, then uses AI to automatically identify potential threats and targets, enemy vehicles, weapon stockpiles, buildings. It's battlefield awareness powered by machine learning, and it's been used in real military operations already. This designation just makes it officially permanent.
This is a huge win for Palantir.
Massive, and it signals something broader. AI-driven targeting and battlefield awareness are now considered core military infrastructure by the U.S. Department of Defense. Not a Silicon Valley side project, not an experimental program, but a fundamental capability on par with traditional weapon systems. The debate around autonomous weapons and AI in warfare just got a lot more concrete.
The Trump administration released a national AI policy framework on Friday. 4 pages, 7 areas. Marcus, what's the headline?
State preemption. The framework urges Congress to override state AI laws and create a single national standard. The exact language calls for preempting state AI laws that impose undue burdens. Developed by Michael Kratsios and David Sachs, it's essentially the industry's wish list. Light touch regulation, developers shielded from liability for how third parties misuse their products, and no patchwork of 50 different state regulatory regimes.
But it's not a complete preemption, right?
States keep authority over general purpose laws, data center zoning, government procurement, and children's online safety, including AI-generated abuse material. But states would be prevented from regulating AI development itself. Industry groups like NetChoice are thrilled. Critics like Americans for Responsible Innovation say it gives tech companies another chance to launch harmful products with no accountability.
How likely is Congress to actually act on this?
House Speaker Johnson pledged action, framing it as necessary to beat China in the AI race. That national security framing gives it bipartisan potential. For AI companies, this is the regulatory signal they've been waiting for. A single, lighter national standard instead of navigating a maze of potentially conflicting state laws. For open source developers and foundation model providers especially, the liability shield for third-party misuse is significant. It means you can release a model without worrying that someone in California, Texas, and New York will each sue you for different reasons when someone misuses it.
Google is testing something that has publishers furious. They're using AI to rewrite news headlines in search results, not just in Discover, but in the core blue link results. Marcus, what are we seeing?
Google calls it a small, narrow test to better represent each result. But the examples are damning. One headline that originally read, "I use the cheat on everything AI tool and it didn't help me cheat on anything," got reduced to just "cheat on everything AI tool." The entire editorial point of the article, which was that the tool doesn't work, was stripped away by the AI rewrite.
That's not representing the result better. That's misrepresenting it.
Exactly. And there's no indication to users when a headline has been rewritten. You can't tell whether you're reading the publisher's original headline or Google's AI version. The Verge's Sean Hollister compared it to a bookstore ripping covers off books and changing their titles. ESPN's SEO director warned it risks compromising long-term audience trust.
And Google's small experiments have a way of becoming permanent features.
Every time. This is another step in AI intermediaries inserting themselves between content creators and audiences. Publishers already lost control of distribution to Google. Now they're losing control of how their own journalism is presented. For the broader information ecosystem, AI-simplified headlines stripping nuance and context is a misinformation risk hiding in plain sight.
Now for a genuinely exciting research story. Moonshot AI's Kimi team released Attention Residuals, a new technique that could cut transformer training compute by 20 to 25%. Marcus, break this down.
Standard transformers use residual connections that accumulate all layer outputs with fixed unit weights. As you go deeper, hidden state magnitudes grow unboundedly, diluting each layer's contribution. Attention Residuals replaces that fixed accumulation with softmax attention over preceding layer outputs. Every layer gets selective, content-aware access to all earlier representations, instead of just adding everything together blindly.
And the practical version uses blocks to keep it efficient.
Block AttenRes partitions layers into roughly 8 blocks, accumulates within each block, and applies attention only over block-level summaries. When integrated into Kimi Linear, a 48 billion parameter mixture of experts model, they saw substantial benchmark improvements. GPQA Diamond jumped from 36.9 to 44.4. And crucially, this is a drop-in replacement. You don't need to redesign your architecture.
The Hacker News community was particularly excited about the training compute reduction.
When training runs cost tens or hundreds of millions of dollars, a 20% reduction is enormous. And the bandwidth reduction matters for distributed training across multiple nodes. One detail I find interesting, the first author is a high school student. The paper and code are fully open sourced, which means any lab can integrate this immediately. It's the kind of fundamental architectural improvement that quietly shifts the economics of the entire field.
Wikipedia just voted 44-2 to restrict LLM-generated content. That's about as unanimous as Wikipedia gets on anything.
The community has been dealing with a flood of AI-generated articles and edits that contain subtle inaccuracies and fabricated citations. Editors report spending disproportionate time cleaning up after contributions that sound plausible but are riddled with errors. The new guidelines specifically target using LLMs to write new articles or heavily edit existing ones, while carving out exceptions for research assistance and citation formatting.
Some editors who previously supported AI-assisted editing actually changed their position.
After experiencing the quality control burden firsthand, the practical cost of verifying AI-generated content exceeded the time saved by generating it. And here's the meta irony. Wikipedia is one of the largest training data sources for the very LLMs that are now generating unreliable content that degrades Wikipedia. If AI-generated errors enter Wikipedia at scale, those errors get recycled into future model training, creating a feedback loop of degrading information quality.
If Wikipedia's editors, who are arguably the most rigorous volunteer knowledge curators on the internet, can't trust LLM output at scale, that's a meaningful signal.
It sets a precedent. Other knowledge platforms are watching this closely. The 44-2 margin means this wasn't even controversial within the community. The people closest to the problem are nearly unanimous that unrestricted AI-generated content is a net negative for knowledge quality.
Saturday, big picture. Hair dryers fooling government auditors. AI permanently embedded in military targeting. Headlines being rewritten without anyone knowing. Wikipedia building walls against AI content. Marcus, what's the thread?
Control and who has it? Every story today is about institutions grappling with the fact that AI is shifting control in ways they didn't anticipate. The U.S. government thought export controls would keep advanced chips out of China. Publishers thought they controlled how their journalism appears. Wikipedia thought volunteer editors could manage content quality. The Pentagon decided it needs AI control of the battlefield before adversaries get it first. And in each case, the response is the same. Stronger enforcement, harder boundaries, more institutional control. The era of letting AI just happen is ending. We're entering the era of actively managing it.
Hair dryers and all.
Hair dryers and all. Though I'd argue the dummy server scheme is actually a perfect metaphor for the broader AI landscape right now. a lot of impressive-looking exteriors, and the question is always whether there's real hardware behind the serial number.
That's your AI in 15 for Saturday, March 21st, 2026. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll see you Monday.